Oh, yes. I think historians have changed from seeing her as a non-entity to actually seeing her as one of the driving motors behind the counter-revolutionary movement and who sort of spurs on Louis XVI to try to resist the French Revolution. I think she's really seen as the architect of a moment in 1791 when the French royal family are so distressed by what's happening with the French Revolution that they try to flee to the border, the famous flight to Varennes, and Marie Antoinette is seen as instrumental in this. Now, sometimes historians being historians, they can take things too far. There are the Giraud de Cursac, actually they're no longer of this world, but when they were writing, they believed that actually Marie Antoinette forged Louis XVI's signature and that she was actually negotiating with the courts of Europe unbeknownst to him. That might be going too far. Although Munro Price has found a few forged documents for this period, so the mystery persists as to how far she was important. There is also a recent, or recent-ish film by, is it Maria Ford Coppola? Called Marie Antoinette, which I quite like, but I think it's more about Maria Ford Coppola's sense of alienation from the Californian society she grew up in the 1950s and 1960s. I mean, there probably are parallels between her life and that of Marie Antoinette, but it's ultimately all so much about boredom, and there isn't much about politics. I think Marie Antoinette didn't get... She had a short attention span, but she didn't get much time to get bored. Bizarrely enough, I thought Steve Coogan, who played the Austrian ambassador, and it was excellent. It was quite a move away from Alan Partridge to become the ambassador of Austria. I was very impressed with that.